week. SportsBeatOK.com and are tuned into the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network. It's on the road tonight for your Ketchum Warriors, and they'll be looking to get back on the winning track. Tonight they take on Homer. Let's get out to the stadium and your announcer for tonight's game, Davies Van Poel.
Good evening, Warrior fans. This is Davies Van Poel, the voice of the Ketchum Warriors. Welcome to week three as we've traveled south to take on a new opponent in the Hobart Riders. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And as always, we want to throw some shout-outs real quick to all of our soldiers listening to us in Afghanistan and Kuwait from the Oklahoma Army National Guard, as well as some grandparents in Florida and in Nebraska tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Well, we got a few changes in the roster tonight, or at least on positions. Josh Brown, one of our new young men that moved in here from the Portland, Oregon area, is our new kicker. Evidently, he's got quite the foot, and 35, 40-yard field goals are not out of the question, so we'll see if that adds a little aspect to our game. And also, Mr. Zachary Van Poel, number 60, who's been a warhorse in the middle for years and years, has been moved to fullback. So he had to change numbers from 60 to 28, and we'll see how that goes tonight as he's in a new spot there. We got about 10 seconds left on the clock. They've already done the anthem. Ketchum won the toss and deferred to the second half. Hobart will be receiving. This field runs north to south. Hobart's in solid black with white numbers and gold trim, and our Ketchum Warriors have on gray pants with white jerseys, blue numbers, and the dark blue helmets that they have. The sun from the west is just brutal. There's nothing on the west side of this field, bleachers or anything that can block the sun. Kind of up on a hill, tilted a little bit. So it's going to be really, really hot out there, and really hard to see anybody looking back to the west. So I'm going to guess all the plays are going to run to the near side of the field and won't pass to that side whatsoever at all, at least for another 30 minutes or so until the sun goes down. Wind is absolutely not a factor as the flag's just flying still, and the Hobart Riders have got a horse out on the field with their flag that says family. So that's a good job from Hobart there. That's a good reminder to everyone. Kind of a la Oklahoma State there with a little bit different of a flag there. And he'll drive it in the ground to the 50-yard line. Man, I sure like to see that school spirit. Schools do things like that. Back in the day, and even before that, so we're going pre-1980, everybody at school spirit did things like that. And then in the business of life, that's just kind of gone away. So good job, Holder. Now, hopefully we don't have anything else nice to say about him, as we'll kill him in football, we hope. Looking at numerically, they've probably got 10 more kids than we do. I can see a number 77 and another 78. I'm right above them in the press box, which is really steep above the field here. Both of those gentlemen dwarf me, and I'm the 6'3", 260 type, and they make me look tiny. So they got some big hosses, I suspect, will give us a little trouble up the middle. And rumor has it they've got two backs and they've got 4.45 speed, which is Division I quality speed. So I'm going to guess they're going to try to run on the outside there. So we'll see. Josh is lined up, ready to kick. We'll see his first high school kickoff here. Waiting on the whistle. There's the whistle. We're ready. Here comes Josh. Hard end over end on the ground, picked up at the 35. And he'll be tackled. There was Zach Van Poel about the 41. Which I think is probably exactly what we were looking for there, because we want to give the speedy guys a chance to return on us. So we've got to keep it low, hard, and as close to the ground. I guess that's the same thing as low, being redundant there. All right, Hobart. Two wide receivers to the near side. I formation offset to the right. Quarterback's under center. There's the snap. He'll hand off right up the middle. And I think he's going to score a touchdown on the first play. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That kid ran 100 miles an hour, just ran 60 yards and scored on the first play from scrimmage. He outran his blockers. We never even got anybody close to him. It wasn't like it was a busted play or we missed tackles or anything. He just turned on the jets and was gone. Wow, that's the fastest high school running back I have ever seen. Wow. 11:48 on the clock, and Hobart's up 6-0. They're in point after. They're going to go for two. And the quarterback's going to keep it. He'll throw it into the end zone to the big tight end. He catches it. And with 11:48 on the clock, Hulbert draws first blood and gets the PAT. They're up 8-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita. 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach the goal line.
Touchdown!
More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source of real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley, 918-782-9304. Call them today to kick off your real estate journey.
And we're back. It's Hulbert's kick. High end over end, fielded by Colton Johnson at the 20. He's got a little bit of room, gets up to the 42. Good run there from Colton. 22 yards on the kickoff return there. Had a good seam, jumped right into it. Looks like Hulbert's going to play a 4-3. We're still in the huddle. James Johnson lined out to one side, Colton Johnson to the other. Workman's under center, Zach's the fullback. And he'll hand it to Rogers, who does a nice piece of running. He's going to get up to about the 49-yard line. Looked like he was dead in the water at the line of scrimmage and jumped over a kid and ran on up. Bring up second down and two. Good job, Rogers, there. He got all that all by himself.
It'll be a catch on second down.
Garrett Cypher brings the play in from the sideline. Very deliberate tonight. No hurry up for catching at all. Same formation. Quarterback up the middle. First down. Good job, Carson. He needed two and he got three.
Follow step by number five, Carson Workman.
Gives catch him a first down and 10 on Hulbert's 48-yard line. James brings the play in. Once again, very deliberate huddle calling this time, and we're kind of lined up in a huddle instead of a circle huddle. Three guys lined up to the right side. Workman's going to follow them. Get stripped. Rogers falls on the ball. Loss of a bunch. Be second down and about five.
Recovered by number 22, Hayden Rogers. It'll be a Hominy second down. Excuse me, catch on second down.
You can hear the echo there of the PA announcer who called us Hominy and corrected himself. Timeout, catch him. We'll take one too. 10:26 to go in the first quarter. We're down 8-0. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
You already know the Artichoke Restaurant in Langley serves outstanding steaks, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke at grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Hayden Rogers runs the ball up the middle, and he'll lose two more. Bring up third down in about 18. Sorry. We're loaded heavy to the left side now. Quarterback keeper, and he's going to lose 15, 20 yards. A little extracurricular activities there at the end. Officials were really late blowing the whistle there. They let that play go a little too long. They're going to bring up fourth and, 40 or so. Surely we're going to punt. Nope, not punting. Workman drops the ball out of his hand. Standing back there, nobody anywhere around him, all by himself, and he just drops the ball. One of the linemen from Hulbert fall on it. Not sure what that was about. Pretty much the worst possible scenario that could have taken place tonight so far has taken place. We did get a first down, but then penalties and overwhelming defensive rush shoved us back. So we started first down and 10 on the 42, and as we turn over on downs, even after we got the first down, Hulbert now has the ball first down 10 on our 34. Two wide receivers to the far side, three backs in the backfield. There's the snap, quarterback keeper, and he's going to score a touchdown down the right side this time, I believe, into the end zone untouched. Speed that I just can't describe to you. Oh my goodness, speed. Wow. Just needed one block to get through the line, and he was gone. And they're going to go for two. Two wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side, one back in the backfield with the quarterback for the two-point conversion attempt. There's the snap. Quarterback keeper up the middle, and he'll make it. 8:57 to go in the first quarter. It's 16-0 Hulbert. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warrior Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and Youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church, Langley, proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita, 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Hulbert kicked the ball out of bounds. It'll be catching the ball on the 40. Chains aren't set. There they go. I formation. Carson's going to fumble the ball again. I think we fell on it this time. Got a one-yard gain. Of course, part of that center staff is that Zach's been the center for 4 years and or 3 years. He's on the backfield now, so we've got a new center quarterback combination there. Chris Patterson is our new center. Heavy to the right, pass play. Going to launch it to Rogers, who catches the ball, spins around, stays on his feet. He's going to come up about 2 yards shy of a first down, bring up third down and two. Good job, Carson. He was back, which was coming. All right. Third down and two, catch him from our own 48. Loaded heavy to the right side once again. Reverse to Rogers. He's got room. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25. Stiff arm, 15, out of bounds. Good job. Sweet. Hayden Rogers there. Sold out. When we say heavy to the right, we're sending both our tailbacks in the tight end. Everybody lined up right in the huddle on the right side of the line. And pull the reverse on that play. 34-yard pickup there from Statmaster Todd. Thank you, sir. First down and 10. Officially at the 18-yard line, looks like. Garrett Seifert wide out to the far side. A little pitch back to Zachary. He's going to pick up about two, his first ever ball carry. That includes Little League. Going to get him down to the 16 and bring up second down and 8. 17. Standard formation with one wide receiver. We're going to get offside on the defense, maybe. They're going to have to confer if it was offense or defense. Could have gone either way. Both sides jumped, and I don't really know who was first there. Ben's wrong. Who did what? Here comes the white hat. A false start on catch them. That'll move us back 5 yards, bring up second down about 12. All right, we break our huddle. Garrett Seifert to the far side. Double tight end formation now. Workman's going to get sacked in the back for a loss of about 10. Maybe more, back by the 30. And it's not necessarily that we're missing our blocks, guys. It's just those two guys on the end, the same guys that have scored the touchdowns, are so fast. As soon as the ball snapped, they're in the backfield. Just, I'm no joke, not kidding. Division I talent there, just jumping off the line quicker than we can even get out of our three-point stance. Workman under center. He's going to throw it in the middle. It's going to be intercepted. As good as a punt from where we were at. It'll be Hulbert's ball, first down and 10 on the 20. Get about another 15 minutes, get that sun out of our face so we can see. Well, Hulbert's run two plays and got two touchdowns. Now they're 80 yards away, 81 yards away technically. If they run that play to the end, I'm telling you guys, no disrespect to our kids, and I can say this because I have a kid on the team. There's nothing we can physically do to stop that kid. Wide receiver goes in motion. Hands it to the fullback up the middle. He's going to get 10, 11 yards. It'll be first down. Pickup of about 11 on the play right up the middle. Obviously, we were keying so hard on the outside, we got soft in the middle there. First down and 10, Hulbert. Ball's actually on the 30. Two wide receivers to the near side, I formation. He's going to run around the end again this time, and he's going to score a touchdown. Wow. I got nothing, folks. when I say four, somebody just suggested I explain what I mean when I say 4.45 speed. In football, your standard sprint is 40 yards. So if it's clocked and how long it takes you to run from a dead standstill, 40 yards. Fastest guys in the NFL, 4.3. So you got a couple of kids here that are just right behind them, hundredths of a second. Fastest kid on Ketchum's team is going to be about 5 flat, maybe 4.9. You say, well, that shouldn't be that too far off. 9 tenths or 9 one-hundredths of a second, 40 yards is about 10 yards. So that means in 10 yard or in a 40-yard sprint, they can get 10 yards ahead of you. And they're going to catch the two-point conversion as well. 5:47 to go in the first quarter. It's 24-0 Holbert. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Another football season is underway, and now it's time to start thinking about those fall home projects. Don't forget, Walker's Hardware and Lumber has everything you need. Of course, they have all types of lumber, but we also have rakes, trash bags, paint, and a variety of hardware items. And new items arriving daily. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Get ready for the big game by stocking up on snacks and beverages at Buddy's Foods, located in the heart of Ketchum on Highway 85. Buddy Foods is a proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors. Buddy Foods sells your favorite ConocoPhillips fuels, so stop by for your next fill-up. Buddy's Foods, 918-782-3671. Go Warriors!
That's impressive.
Let's take for the Riders, number 50, Jacob Beal.
And we're back as Holbert gets ready to kick off. Workman and Johnson back deep for the Warriors. Here comes the kick. End over end. Johnson's going to field it at about the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 still on the speed. Up to midfield. Good job, Colton. Had a good night returning. That's obviously our we had the one reverse there by Hayden Rogers that went for 37 yards. Other than that, Colton Johnson's two returns, one of 20 and that one of 30. Have been our highlights there. First down and 10 for the Warriors on the 50-yard line. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. It's 24-0 Holbert. Standard formation, Workman back. He's going to try to keep it. He does. He gets up the side. First down. He's all the way up to the 30. Taken out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 20-yard run there. Can't really see because of the sun. I think he's near the 30. I'll put my hands up from my face like I'm waving at everybody. Yep, he's on the 30. 20-yard run there by Carson Workman. It was a pass design all the way. And Holbert bought out on that, and we just he decided to be a quarterback keeper, which is exactly the right thing to do. Same play. Rogers has got the ball. He spins up the middle, loses his footing, but he'll pick up about two. If he hadn't slipped in the field, he would have got about 6 or 7. But we'll take a positive gain there. That'll bring up second down and 9, second down and 8. Five minutes left in the first quarter. 24-0 Holbert. We've got second down and 8 on the 28-yard line. Our standard formation. And that's going to be offsides on Vince. Their linebacker was rushing in for the blitz, if you will, but he can do that as long as he stops before he gets to the line of scrimmage. And Vince just fired off to keep him from coming in, and it'll be 5 yards against us. Sun is almost down. Same formation for us. Second and 13. Hand off to Rogers up the middle. He'll lose a yard maybe. Yeah, they're going to say he got the line of scrimmage. He'll stay third and 13. Hey, in other news, I want to let you know, that the Boys and Girls Club will be starting up in the Ketchum-Langley School District, hopefully October the 1st, and that will be taking place at First Baptist Church in Langley. We would love to have your kids as part of the Boy Clubs and Girls Clubs of America. We got flags all over the field there.
There'll be a flag on the play.
That'll be an after-school program from as soon as they get there from the bus or somebody brings them till 6 o'clock every day of the week. You need a place for your kids to go, Boys and Girls Club.
That'll be the false start against Ketchum.
False start on Ketchum. That'll move us back 5 more yards. So once again, we were up to the 30, and now we're all the way back to the 39. 3rd and 18, I believe. Heavy to the right formation. It's going to be a pass play all the way. Workman gets it off. Intercepted. And he's going to score a touchdown. Oh, my. Oh, my. Ooh. We had some dirty tackling both ways. We started it. They retaliated, but both guys got up, rested, throw a flag. .333 to go on the clock. It's 30-0 in the first quarter. We're going to line up for the PAT. They're going to throw the ball, and he'll get in for the touchdown. All right, 32-0, Hulbert, is what it is. 3:33 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front-load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
For all your licensing and registration needs, stop by 1666 North 3rd Street in Langley and Phil can give you a hand. And don't forget, their new hours are 9 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. The Langley Tag Agency and Phil Bethel are proud supporters of the Ketchum Warriors. 918-782-9009.
And we're back, folks. Just to let you know, they're going to try to run the clock as much as they can, obviously. Over to kickoff. Onside kick attempt. Covered by Eddie Keys. It'll be first down and 10 for Ketchum on the 43-yard line. Well, they're not running the clock now. They ran it all the third commercial break there. I was hoping they're going to keep letting it go. All right, first down and 10. Ketchum, balls at their own 43. James is wide to the left. Colton's riding to the right. Hand off up the middle to Rogers. He's going to get hammered. He's not going to get up. He was hit hard. Yep, he's popping up now. I'm not sure he's okay, though.
Good old Cooper Kento.
Garrett Seifert coming in with the play. Second down and 10. Same formation. Zachary Vanpool with the carry up the middle, stays on his feet, keeps driving. They get up about the 48-yard line. were some popping going on when those two big horses collided. 28. Brings up third down and about seven. And off up the middle to Zach again. He gets about a yard this time. We'll bring up fourth down and six.
It'll be about a gain of 1 yard on the play. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering, John McGowan is in the arena.
Seifert brings the play in. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 32 to nothing. He has the score. Standard formation for the Ketchum Warriors with two wideouts, two backs behind the quarterback. Workman's going to run around this side. He's going to get up to the first down or really close to it. Looks like they're going to say he's a yard short. That'll be a turnover on downs. Well, we're fixing to see, this is a tough call for Holbert, because even though they're up 32 to nothing, they've got a shot, obviously, watching them to go a long ways in the playoffs with those skill guys. You don't want them to sub everybody out and just run the clock and forget it, because that's not fair to their seniors or their players there. But, boy, you sure hate to see a 100-0 score. So it's a tough call on sportsmanship versus giving your kids a worked hard an opportunity to play their best. Just a tough outing there. Hand off around the right side. Same kid, same result. I'm not kidding you. That's going to go for a touchdown for 70 yards. We just can't catch that. Obviously, he does this to everybody else because his name is Bruce, and the PA announcer keeps going, Bruce on the loose. He probably ought to have Todd look it up for me at halftime. I bet that kid's got 300 yards rushing already. 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. It is 38 to nothing, Holbert. And they're going to go for two as well. One wide receiver to either side. One back to the left, one deep back, quarterback under center. It'll be an inside handoff up the middle, untouched for the two-point conversion. 6 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it's 40 to nothing, Holbert. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And we're back. Ready for Holbert's kick. We're to the point in the game now. We just don't want anybody to get hurt. Just ran into a buzzsaw in Holbert. There's the kick. High end over end fielded by Colton at the 24. He's at the 30. And he'll get tackled about the 39. And that'll do it for the first quarter. At the end of one, it's a close one. Over at 40, catch him zero. Be back in 60 seconds for the second quarter. Maybe we'll flip-flop it on him. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita, 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach the goal line.
Touchdown!
More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source of real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley, 918-782-9304. Call them today to kick off your real estate journey.
And we're back. Second quarter action. First down and 10 for the Ketchum Warriors from our own 40. Johnson brothers are split one to either side. Zach's the fullback. He'll get the ball up the middle, and he'll get up to about the 44-yard line, pickup of about four. Had to reverse where Hayden picked up 20 yards. We've had two good run backs from Colton. And other than that, not much going on there. Just outspeeded tonight. Just speed on the other side. Just crazy. Line heavy to the right. Going to be a quarterback keeper all the way, and he's going to lose several. It'll be third and about 15, so he lost 10 on that play. And like I said, it's not that we're not doing our blocks, but when those guys on the end, and it's the same guys that run the offense so well, when they're able to outrun you 10 steps for year two, they can just get around you. You can't even get a hand on them to block them either direction. So we're going to run heavy to the left this time. Same formation there. Workman with the ball. He's going to launch the pass. Caught by Colton Johnson up near midfield. All the way down to the 45. First down, Warriors. That was a great play. 20 yards on the pickup there. First down and 10. Catch him from Hulbert's 45. Set heavy to the right. Going to be a pass play all the way. Going to launch it just out of the reach of Colton Sands. Incomplete. Bring up second down. Pass is incomplete if I catch him. 10:09 on the clock here in the second quarter. Surely they'll run that clock in the third quarter. I thought they were for just a second as they ran it through that one timeout. But now they've not. Second down and 10, ball's on Hulbert's 45-yard line. We're going to break our huddle. We're going to load heavy to the right. Two tight ends and both running backs on that side. Pass play all the way. Workman will launch it. Caught by Johnson near the 40. Pick up of about five. Bring up third down and five. Man. They've got two kids, number 9. I don't have their roster, and number 15. Both. I just can't believe that speed. I guarantee you, those two young men are being recruited to play the next level. Hand off up the middle to Zachary. He'll bull his way forward. About the 43. Bring up fourth down and two. Nine minutes to go in the first half. We've got a fourth and two from the 37, that is. Standard formation for the Warriors. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He's not going to get there. Well, maybe they gave him forward progress. I heard a whistle blow from somebody. guarantee you there was 2 yards difference in the linemen. The far lineman gave us the first down. The near linesman was all the way back to the 38. That's hilarious. One of those guys obviously was staring at the cloud formation. Don't know which. Doesn't matter. First down, Warriors. We'll load heavy to the left. Workman with the ball. Going to be a pass all the way. I don't know what he was doing there as he goes down all the way back at the 40. He's looking right at the defensive end coming in to sack him, and he didn't juke him or anything. He just stood there. Maybe he didn't see him. Of course, in Carson's defense, he's had the crud beat out of him tonight already. So he might have had the deer in the headlights look there.
That defensive play is brought to you by Will's Auto Shop.
Workman's going to lose the ball, and he'll pick it up back at our own 45 for a loss of 20.
Wow.
Third and 30-ish.
It'll be third and about a day's drive for the Warriors.
We're back in the huddle. Regular formation. Hand off up the middle to Zachary. He'll pick up a few. It'll be
ball is taken by
fourth and 20 something.
Not on my roster.
And it'll be fourth and forever from our 49. All right, we're going to line heavy to the left. Shotgun formation, pass play all the way. Workman's going to bring it down and run with it. And he'll be tackled up to the 40. We got a bunch. And we'll end up turning over him down just 5 yards short of the line of scrimmage originally. So, yeah. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Colton Johnson on the ground.
We've got a Warrior down on the field.
Looks like we'll take an injury timeout there. I think he just got the air knocked out of him. Well, let's take 30 seconds. We'll be back. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
And we're back as Colton gets off the field. Just got the air knocked out of him. He's walking back under his own power. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. It's still 40 to nothing. We've had some good positive plays, but it's almost like when I don't know their number 15 and 9 for Hull, but it's almost like when they decide to, hey, I'm going to get a sack this play, or hey, I'm going to get a stop this play, or hey, I'm going to get a touchdown this play. We just can't deal with that speed. It's impressive.
Number 84, Colton Johnson, is back up and back to his sidelines. Let's give him a hand.
I don't know what we're waiting on now. Officials standing out there looking at each other.
Game of water break.
Oh, they're giving him a break for water, but Holbert's already out on the field, so we'll get ready to go here in just a second. Once again, remind you that Boys and Girls Club of Oklahoma will be starting new Boys and Girls Club for the Ketchum Langley Schools, and that'll begin October 1st at First Baptist Church in Langley, immediately after school until 6 o'clock every day of the week. also want to let you know about the Grand Lake Fall Classic. Our annual car show will be coming up late this year, the last Saturday in October. There at Cherokee Lake Side Park. Coming up on October the 27th. And Ketchum's going to take a timeout now. This is just a complete debacle, so we might as well make it a little bit longer. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Another football season is underway, and now it's time to start thinking about those fall home projects. Don't forget, Walker's Hardware and Lumber has everything you need. Of course, they have all types of lumber, but we also have rakes, trash bags, paint, and a variety of hardware items, and new items arriving daily. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
You already know the Artichoke Restaurant in Langley serves outstanding steaks, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke@grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
And we're back. They came up to the line of scrimmage there. They threw a flag on the halberd, something to do with an illegal formation before the play could even get started. So first and 15 for halberd. Inside handoff to their fullback, and he'll get tackled at the line of scrimmage by Zachary.
Well, he'll
bring up all right, two wide receivers to the far side. New formation for Hulbert. Hand off to the deep back. He'll be tackled behind the line of scrimmage by Zachary. No, he breaks free. And he'll get all the way up. I don't know how he got out of that. He'll get all the way up to the 46. That's their speed guy, number 15. Moving those feet. Bring up third down and about four. Don't think Hulbert's been pressed to a third down yet.
Robin Rector. Robin's reciting. Kempstone. Clear Street Plumbing. Dwight Townhill. High Performance Lubricants. Davis Construction. David Smith of Pro Service Tulsa.
4:35 to go here in the second quarter. 40-0 Hulbert over our Ketchum Warriors. It's going to be a delay of game against Hulbert.
Penalty will be a delay of game on the right.
Let's make a third down and 10. Number 15 not in the game on this play. So I'm betting the ball goes to number 9. Quarterback under center. There's the snap. Called that one. Number 9. Around the right side. Up the middle. Still on his feet. We're picking up about 30. He'll be tackled way downfield by number 68, Michael Worsham. Good job, Michael. Pick up about 15 on the play there. Bring up first down and 10 for Hulbert. Ball is on the Ketchum 38. One wide receiver on either side of the field. I formation, quarterback under center. End off up the middle to number 9, and he's going to turn on his jets. And he's gone around the right-hand side. Touchdown, Hulbert. Ouch. Ouch. 46-0. And they'll line up for the two-point conversion. one wide receiver to either side of the field. 15 comes into the game late. He's their deep back, their fast guy. There's no way he knows what the play is. Handed to the up back, number 19. And he'll score the two-point conversion. 48-0, 3:23 to go in the first half. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warrior Sports Network on SportsSpeedOK.com.
Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita. 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church, Langley, proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back. Holbert prepares to kick off. Once again, deep for the Warriors is Workman and Johnson. Waiting on the officials to get to the side. Everybody on the field is ready. There's the whistle. Here comes the kick. Fielded deep by Johnson. He'll run around the outside and get up to about the 35-yard line. So about a 15-yard pickup there. It'll be first down and 10 for the Ketchum Warriors on our own 35. 3:13 to go till halftime. If you're wondering about Holbert subbing, you know, we saw a bunch of kids lined up to play with him there at the beginning, but evidently a big chunk of those are ineligible. They have 8 kids on their sideline, so it's not like they can sub a whole bunch. We're going to load heavy to the right. Workman with the ball. He throws it to Johnson, catches it at the 40, still on his feet. 45-50, 45-40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Oh, he was down big time, but they're going to say he fumbled the ball, and they're going to give him a touchback. Dalton had the ball hit at the 2, but I thought he was on the ground already. They're going to say as the ball was hit loose, he was not down, and that's not reviewable in high school sports. So even if it was a wrong call, there's nothing we can do about it. Colton was 2 yards from the touchdown there, and now we're going to get a touchback, which means Holbert recovered the ball in the end zone, and it'll come back out to the 20. 2:44 on the clock. I don't know what we're waiting on now. All right, 2 wide receivers to the far side for Holbert, 1 to the near side, 1 back in the backfield with the quarterback. Shotgun formation, we're going to get a delay of game penalty against Holbert. It'll be 1st and 15.
Penalty against the Riders.
Move them back 15. To the 15. It'll be 1st and 15. They got to get out to the 30. Same formation I just called. Hand off up the middle to a number 19. And he'll get up to about the 24 or so. Pick up about 10. And bring up 2nd down and 4 or 5. Well, they set the ball way back farther than I thought they were going to. Make it 2nd down about 7.
It'll be 2nd and 7 for the Riders.
2:20 on the clock. two wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Quarterback keeper around the outside. He's got a little bit of room. Turns on his jet. Jumps over a kid. He'll be tackled up near the 40. And the back judge hurls a dart of a flag up near the line of scrimmage. I think he's going to get number 15 for a block in the back, maybe. Holding play. That'll negate a huge gain there. They were up near the 40. Now he's going to move it all the way back. Just almost to the 20. Minute 56 to go. Second quarter action. Holbert with the ball and a 48-point lead. Two wide receivers in the game, one to either side, three backs in the backfield. Shotgun formation. We hand off up the middle to number 15, who jukes to the right, and he'll score again. Oh! He slid at the... I mean, nobody, he'd outrun everybody by a long shot. He's on his way to a touchdown, and basically what he does is he takes a knee in the middle of the play with 1:20 to go. Know that I've ever seen that before. Clock still running, so that was a sportsmanship play there. He could have easily punched it in as he was 15 yards in front of everybody. First down and 10, Holbert on the 39. Wow, kid breaks tough. Could be another 60-plus yard run and takes a knee 20 yards into the run. That's good sportsmanship on the coach's part. I appreciate that. And they'll run it up the middle and get tackled about the 35, 40 seconds to go.
Number 19, Hunter Thomas.
George Horton on the tackle there. In case you're wondering, the entire Ketchum defense is just gas because they've been playing chase all night. They're giving 100% effort. Nobody's slouching at all. It's just they can't handle the speed of Holbert. 20 seconds on the game clock and 13, sir, excuse me. They're going to just dissolve that and go to halftime there. So,
would like to once again thank my sponsor, Davis Concrete.
Well, not sure what's going on here. Things went to the sideline. Now they're telling them to run the clock. And they'll start it back up at 19. And that'll take us into halftime. 48-0 is your score. Holbert Riders on top. Fastest two kids I've ever seen in high school football ever, and I've watched a lot of high school football. Don't know how they do them in the classroom or what kind of people they are, but on the football field, they're top-notch. There's the buzzer. That'll take us to half. 48-0. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back for a wonderful first half recap. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
Get ready for the big game by stocking up on snacks and beverages at Buddy's Foods. Located in the heart of Ketchum on Highway 85. Buddy Foods is a proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors. Buddy Foods sells your favorite ConocoPhillips fuels, so stop by for your next fill-up. Buddy's Foods, 918-782-3671. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza, you're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
For all your licensing and registration needs, stop by 1666 North 3rd Street in Langley and Phil can give you a hand. And don't forget, their new hours are 9 to 5:30, Monday through Friday.
The Langley Tag Agency and Phil Bethel are proud supporters of the Ketchum Warriors. 918-782-9009.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As of right now, he's for real. Rushing yard. As of last week, got 236 in the first half. That's breaking another record. He's still getting right there.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's halftime. 48-0. Hobart Riders on top of the Ketchum Warriors. And the stat of the night is Bruce, running back number 15, has got 5 carries for 236 yards, 3 touchdowns. Just an incredible athlete there that's got incredible speed. And number 9, their other running back's got 71 yards as they put up 324 yards of offense in the first half. And we've had some good returns, good reverse. Great pass play that was going to go for about 70. Colton Johnson gets the ball knocked out of his hand at the 2-yard line, goes into the end zone, and they get the touchback on that. Otherwise, we at least have 6 on the board there. Like I said, Hobart only has 8 extra players. They got quite a few that are ineligible already, so not going to be a lot of substitution to go on, but in a show of what I hope will be good sportsmanship in the second half there on their last drive, Bruce, number 15, broke it loose again. Was at the 30, catch him, and nobody was within 10 yards of him, so he could have walked into the end zone backward, and he just caught and took a knee and downed the ball to keep them out of the end zone before the halftime once again. So it is what it is. We're not giving effort. We're not running execution-wise, we're just outspeeded tonight, especially with about 2 guys, but 5 or 6 of those guys are a whole lot faster than all of us, but they've got those 2 guys with world record speed there, and we just can't do anything about it. So hopefully they won't play in the second half. That's my goal there. So still a fun night of playing high school football. Rather be doing this than anything else, so hope you're having a good evening as well. Once again, those 2 reminders, I wanted to remind you about the community. Boys and Girls Club will be starting at First Baptist Langley. That's for the Langley Ketchum school districts there. And that'll be October 1st, the kickoff. And it'll be after school until 6 o'clock each day of the week. And also want to remind you about the Grand Lake Fall Classic coming up on Saturday, October 27th. Our 3rd annual car show there at Cherokee Lakeside Park, just on the other side of the dam, east side of the dam in Disney there. And last 2 years, we've had 60 cars plus come, and some incredible things there. But nobody else got a car show that day. The foliage will be absolutely beautiful. We're going to have an 84-inch TV on the side of an RV, so you can watch the OU game or the OSU game, whichever happens to be on at that time. And have a great time. So I want to invite you to those 2 events. We'll send it back to the studio, Jay. We've got 14:55 on the clock here at halftime, and we'll be back for the second half action. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita, 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach the goal line.
Touchdown!
More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source of real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley, 918-782-9304. Call them today to kick off your real estate journey.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
You already know the Artichoke Restaurant in Langley serves outstanding steaks, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke@grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
Another football season is underway, and now it's time to start thinking about those fall home projects. Don't forget, Walker's Hardware and Lumber has everything you need. Of course, they have all types of lumber, but we also have rakes, trash bags, paint, and a variety of hardware items. And new items arriving daily. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church, Langley, proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior athletics. Go Warriors!
Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita. 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Get ready for the big game by stocking up on snacks and beverages at Buddy's Foods. Located in the heart of Ketchum on Highway 85. Buddy Foods is a proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors. Buddy Foods sells your favorite ConocoPhillips fuels, so stop by for your next fill-up. Buddy's Foods, 918-782-3671. Go Warriors!
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
For all your licensing and registration needs, stop by 1666 North 3rd Street in Langley and Phil can give you a hand. And don't forget, their new hours are 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. The Langley Tag Agency and Phil Bethel are proud supporters of the Ketchum Warriors. 918-782-9009.
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Vanita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Vanita. 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach the goal line.
Touchdown!
More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source of real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley, 918-782-9304. Call them today to kick off your real estate journey.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Vanita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Vanita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
You already know the Artichoke Restaurant in Langley serves outstanding steaks, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke@grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
Another football season is underway, and now it's time to start thinking about those fall home projects. Don't forget, Walker's Hardware and Lumber has everything you need. Of course, they have all types of lumber, but we also have rakes, trash bags, paint, and a variety of hardware items. And new items arriving daily. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and Youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Vanita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Vanita. 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Get ready for the big game by stocking up on snacks and beverages at Buddy's Foods. Located in the heart of Ketchum on Highway 85. Buddy Foods is a proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors. Buddy Foods sells your favorite ConocoPhillips fuels, so stop by for your next fill-up. Buddy's Foods, 918-782-3671. Go Warriors!
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Vanita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Vanita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
For all your licensing and registration needs, stop by 1666 North 3rd Street in Langley and Phil can give you a hand. And don't forget, their new hours are 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. The Langley Tag Agency and Phil Bethel are proud supporters of the Ketchum Warriors. 918-782-9009.
Gambino's Pizza, you're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around.
Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita. 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach the goal line.
Touchdown!
More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source of real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley, 918-782-9304. Call them today to kick off your real estate journey.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
You already know the Artichoke Restaurant in Langley serves outstanding steaks, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke@grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
Another football season is underway, and now it's time to start thinking about those fall home projects. Don't forget, Walker's Hardware and Lumber has everything you need. Of course, they have all types of lumber, but we also have rakes, trash bags, paint, and a variety of hardware items. And new items arriving daily. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior athletics. Go Warriors!
Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita. 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Get ready for the big game by stocking up on snacks and beverages at Buddy's Foods. Located in the heart of Ketchum on Highway 85. Buddy Foods is a proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors. Buddy Foods sells your favorite ConocoPhillips fuels, so stop by for your next fill-up. Buddy's Foods, 918-782-3671. Go Warriors!
to make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
For all your licensing and registration needs, stop by 1666 North 3rd Street in Langley and Bill can give you a hand. And don't forget, their new hours are 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. The Langley Tag Agency and Phil Bethel are proud supporters of the Ketchum Warriors. 918-782-9009.
Gambino's Pizza, you're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Got about 40 seconds on the halftime clock here as both teams are finishing up their warm-ups. Both teams came out after the 15 minutes expired, so they obviously put the screen back on. Hoping that they run the clock here. Talking to one of the radio guys from Hulbert up here, who is actually number 15's father. He let us know at the beginning of the game tonight, his son, Bruce, and 800 yards in high school, which is only about 600 yards away from the all-time state record, and that he has offers from TU, OU, and Texas Tech already. And evidently he's a pretty smart kid as well, so not just a phenomenal athlete, but a good student as well. So hey, we always wish small-town Oklahoma guys the very best, and hope we see him playing on Saturday somewhere. We'll see what's up here. Remember, we won the toss and deferred, so we'll get the ball to start the second half. Looks like we got a inside back deep down there. Todd, can you read that number there? Right here, back deep on the 20. 38. Brody Watts back to receive the three and the eight are interchangeable with this distance and glare of the light. Can't make it out. So, you got Carson Lerman and Brody Watts back deep. Got a new kicker. 15. Close 15. Back in the weekend.
That cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita. 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
And we're back. Zach Vanpool takes the ball up the middle. Pick up of about five. second down and five. A little bit of a technical issue there. We apologize for that. James Johnson to the far side. Bertie Watts to the near side. Carson's going to hand the ball to Rogers, who's going to lose about five on the play. And I'll bring back third down. And no, that was Eddie Keys on the carry there. We have got several subs in now. Third down and eight, we'll call it. They put several of their subs in as well. Well, of course, they only had eight, so. Fumble. Nope. Keys with the ball. He'll lose several and bring up fourth down and about 10. It looks like Josh Brown will actually be in the punt. See what Josh can do with the punt here. Good kick from Josh. Lands all the way back at the 45. About 40 yards from his foot. That's the best punt we've seen him catch him in 6 years. Good job, Josh. And Holbert will take over first down and 10. They're going to mark the ball up at about the 48. We've got a whole slew of new kids in clean jerseys here on both sides. Slew meaning seven or eight on both sides. Hand off up the middle to number nine, still on his feet to the 40, still on his feet, 35. And we're going to, he's going to score a touchdown, but they're going to bring it back. Number 25 from Hulver going to get called for a holding there. And it's going to be about a 40-yard penalty from him. It will still be enough for a first down, I believe, if it's a spot-foul penalty. But it will keep him out of the end zone. Ball will be placed on the 38-yard line of Ketchum, first down and 10, Holbert. And once again, the clock operator has forgotten that we're running the clock.
Well, it's still good for the line. First down, brought to you by
Craig Thomas. There he goes. Got it spinning again. First down and 10, Holbert. Ball's on 38 of catch and 8:13 to go. Third quarter action. One wide receiver to either side of the field. Two backs in the backfield. Hand off up the middle. Fumble. Ball's on the ground. Catch him with the recovery there. Number 28, Zach, full recovery. Zach having a whale game tonight. First night is fullback. Bunch of sacks. First down and 10, catch him. Ball is at our 43-yard line. Hey, that's the first stop we've had tonight. We're going to line heavy to the right. Workman's going to keep the ball. He's got five. And picks up about eight as he gets knocked out of bounds. Near midfield.
That was made by number 15, Jacob Bruce.
Be down to the 49, looks like. 49 of Hulbert. Second down and two. Patient hole there. Colton Johnson, excuse me, James Johnson. Bertie Watts, wide receiver, loaded heavy to the left. Keeping her on this side. Back to the final stretch. Third down and two. to the huddle.
Down into Hulk's 49 yard line. And about to Zach Vanpool up the middle. Gonna get the first down. He's right on it. If they're gonna measure, you've got to be kidding me. 48-0. And we're down. Borders on in the 50.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach the goal line.
Touchdown!
More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source of real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley, 918-782-9304. Call them today to kick off your real estate journey.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
And we're back. Sorry about that technical difficulty. That was on our end. Our apologies. Zach Vanpool ran one play for 5 yards, and then Carson Workman just ran a play for about 15, but at the end of it, he had that ball way out the right, his palm in hand, just like he's doing last week, and Holbert took it away from him, so it's a fumble. And Holbert will take over on downs. First down and 10, Holbert, their own 32. They've got a second-string quarterback in and three fresh running backs. 4:29 on the clock. Having a little hard time figuring out the plays. They've got some guys in some spots that don't normally play in them. Hand off up the middle. Number 19 is going to pick up about 15-yard lines, get all the way up to about the 46, 47. It'll be first down and 10, Holbert.
First down. Brought
to you by Fifth Creek Plumbing. Looks like they're going to go with two wide receivers to the near side, two backs in the backfield with the quarterback. Everybody checking their arm bracelets there for the play. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. Quarterback keeper around the far side. He's going to pick up 6 or 7, it looks like. I'll give him 5 to the 50.
Ball is cut by number 2, Nolan Edmondson.
Second down and 5, Holbert.
That'll be second and 5 for the Riders.
Wow. Story of the night, number 15, number 9 from Holbert. World-class speed, just running the ball. Bruce, number 15 from Holbert's got 5 carries for 236 yards. And one of those, he downed the ball 40 yards to go. Single wide receiver to the near side. They'll hand it to number 9 or off the edge. And we're going to have a flag thrown in from the back judge. All the way. He threw that flag 20 yards. Not sure what that was about. Holding against Holbert. That'll move him back 10. Bring up second down and 15. Well, second down and 11. Spot foul there. .230 to go in the third quarter. one wide receiver to either side. I formation behind the quarterback who's under center. There's the snap. The deep back gets the ball up the middle. And he's not going to get maybe to the line of scrimmage.
Ball is handed to number 9, Trenton Justice.
And it'll bring up third and 10. 1:53 on the clock, third quarter. And that running back will come out. Number 15, Bruce, will come back in. He's their speedy guy. And he's their deep back on this play. Nope, now he goes out to be wide receiver. Shotgun formation. Maybe they're going to throw a pass play on us. We've not seen all year. Or all night, excuse me. Quarterback's going to keep the ball around the far side. And going to be drugged down by Carson Workman for a loss of 2. Bring up fourth down and 10. I have to be honest, I don't know how much effort their quarterback was putting in that run. He kind of slowed down to a jog there. Whatever they were looking for wasn't there, so he just kind of gave up on the play instead of trying to push it forward. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Fourth and 10, Hulbert, from their 46. One wide receiver to either side, two backs in the backfield with the quarterback. Going to hand the ball up the middle, fumble. Going to be picked up by Carson Workman, who just got clobbered. And I'm going to guess the Hulbert kid is going to get a vacation because he led with his helmet. He didn't mean to. He just had his body twisted the wrong way. Hopefully they will just call a... That was one of those good hits, but it just ended up wrong because the player turned there. Hopefully they'll not call targeting there.
We'd like to once again thank tonight's sponsor, David Concrete.
Officials are having a conference out there. And we'll see. Ooh, he's going to conference with all three of them. Ouch. I want us to get 15 yards there, but I don't want to see a kid kicked out because that wasn't his fault. I mean, what I'm talking about is when you lead with your helmet and the kid turns, personal foul, targeting. Ouch. 15-yarder. That kid's gone for tonight and for next week. Ouch. And that was not his fault. And that is reviewable by the OSSAA. Can review that tomorrow in their offices or Sunday afternoon in their offices. It doesn't help for tonight for him, but it can review it for later. Workman's going to run up the middle, and he's going to get all the way down to about the 12-yard line. I don't think Hulbert's defense was set. Didn't realize we'd hike the ball. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. So we're going to have first down and 10 from about the 12-yard line. We'll send it back to the commercial break for 60 seconds and be back for the fourth quarter. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warrior Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Another football season is underway, and now it's time to start thinking about those fall home projects. Don't forget, Walker's Hardware and Lumber has everything you need. Of course, they have all types of lumber, but we also have rakes, trash bags, paint, and a variety of hardware items. And new items arriving daily. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
You already know the Artichoke Restaurant in Langley serves outstanding steaks, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke@grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
That be a first touchdown for any of them?
No, Trevor scored on the defensive fumble once.
And we're back, Warrior fans. First down and 10 for Ketchum. Ball is on the Hulbert 12. And we're going to hand off up the middle to Zachary. It's like he's going to get up to about the 10, maybe the 9. We're going to have second down and 8.
Looks like a gain of 2 on the play. It's second down and 8.
11:43 to go in the ball game. Ball sitting at the 10-yard line. Brody Watts goes wide to the left. Garrett Seifert goes wide to the right. We're going to have offsides on Hulbert, which will move us 5 yards.
Maybe a flag
on the play. I don't know where the ball's sitting. It's inside the 10. Might be half the distance to the goal. We'll see. Oh, he moved it to 5. He moved it down to the 5. Second down in about 3. We can get a first down on about the 2-yard line. 5 minus 3 is 2 there. You like my math skills. I hope you're impressed. Zach Vanpool up the middle. He's going to get the first down. He's down to, looks like about the 1. Getting a steady dose of the big 260-pound fullback right now is what we're getting. First to go from the 1 for the Warriors, folks. And just being a dad here, not a radio commentator, hope Zach gets the ball again so he can score the first offensive touchdown in Vanpool family history, because linemen don't score touchdowns. There's the snap. Zach's got it. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Zachary Vanpool. Woohoo! And if Grant and Trevor are listening from Oklahoma City and Kansas City, your brother has now outscored you in high school football. Just deal with it, fellas. And we're gonna have to sprint. We're going to run out of time here. And we're going to have to take a timeout because we didn't bring the kicking tee with us or something. I don't know what's happened there. We'll take a short timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warrior Sports Network here on SportsBeatOK.com.
Did you know that cars that do better in safety tests are more likely to get lower insurance rates? Let Bonita State Farm agent Austin Brown review your current coverage and find you auto insurance that fits. State Farm can also assist with home, renters, life, and banking. State Farm agent Austin Brown, 102 South 3rd Street in Bonita, 918-256-6424.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
And we're back, Warrior fans. We got the tee out and ready for the extra point. Kick is up, and it's going to get blocked. No good. That'll make it 48-6 with 9:37 to go. In the fourth quarter, we'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and Youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
Is his little brother.
Kick for the Warriors, number 11, Josh
15
Brown.
Back deep. Josh Brown getting ready to kick it for the Warriors. Good end up in kick away from him. Then they're going to pitch it back to 15. And he's going to run through, and he'll get tackled there. Vince Vaughn, number 34, on the tackle there at about the 46-yard line or so. 9:15 to go in the ball game. Clock running. It's 48-6. Just in case anybody's paying attention, we're winning the second half 6-0. Just want to throw that out there. 42 more points to go, and it's a tie ball game. Try to play humor in there, folks. Not being ugly. Boy, some games are just hard. And Holbert's struggling with their lineup there, so Holbert coach is going to take a timeout there, but I'm sure it'll be a quicker one. So let's just take 30, and we'll be back. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located on North Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our Bonita location at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 8:43 on the clock. It's 48-6. Holbert's got the ball. First down and 10 on their own 46-yard line. That's their third quarterback of the night in there. Two wide receivers to the far side. Quarterback keeper around the right. Ooh, he's got room over there. And he'll get tackled by Zach Vanpool and George Horton at about an 8-yard pickup. It'll bring up second down in about two. Grinnell, one on either side. Two running backs back. And up the middle, he'll be tackled by Zachary Vanpool, who, since scoring the touchdown, has just turned into a Tasmanian devil in there. Senior is pumped. And, yes, I know that's my kid, but I can brag on him. Just shy of the first down. It's going to be third and about 2 inches for Holbert.
No, call that.
7:23 to go in the ballgame. Three wide receivers in the game now. Quarterback's going to keep the ball around the right side. And he's going to get tackled by Zach Vanpool way out here on the outside. I think he got enough for a first down, though. Should be first down and 10. It is. For Holbert, 6:54 to go.
That'll be a rider first down brought to you by Clear Creek Plumbing.
Ball's on Ketchum's 44-yard line. Holbert not taking, they're taking all the time they can. They turned the play clock off. Good sportsmanship by Holbert here in the second half. They've not scored. They've subbed a lot. And off to number 9. He'll get tackled way behind the line of scrimmage by Vince Vaughn, who just shot through there like a dart, wrapped him up around the knees. Great open field tackle by Vince there. Good job. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Going to bring up second down in about 14 or so. Once again, I want to remind you of two local events coming up. The Grand Lake Fall Classic Car Show, sponsored by First Baptist Church Langley, coming up on October the 27th at Lakeside Park there on Grand Lake. And also Boys and Girls Club starts October the 1st, the Ketchum School District, right after school till 6 o'clock every night of the week. That's First Baptist Church in Langley. Pickup of about 5. It'll bring third down. They'll give him 4. Third down and 6. For Hulbert, 5:10 on the clock there. Don't forget to tune in and watch the Oklahoma State Cowboys tomorrow as they take on Boise State as they continue their run to the national championship this year. Oh, yeah, and the Sooners are playing, too, against Iowa State. And Holbert's got to take another timeout because they got too many men on the field and nobody knows where they're supposed to go. No, they don't give them the timeout. They're just going to take the penalty. .440 to go. 48-6 is your score. They're calling in play. Everybody's looking at their wrist. We got 8 seconds left to go. They better get moving or they're not going to get this play off. They're not going to get this play off. Oh, right at the buzzer. Almost intercepted by Carson Workman. Falls incomplete. It'll be 4th down and 11.
Pass will be broken up by number 5.
Just being honest with you there, the Hulbert coach is not working real hard to gain any more yards. So I'm going to give him an A-plus for sportsmanship tonight, unlike what we saw last week with Kansas. They've not put a single point on the board in the second half here and could have easily scored another 20 or 30. Two wide receivers to the near side. And a handoff around the outside. He's got one guy to beat. He'll be tackled 15 yards downfield by Zach Vanpool. Zach knocked his hair out of himself there as he hops up. 3:20 on the clock. First down and 10. Hulbert balls up to the 33-yard line. Everybody's looking at their Culver's got all their starters, obviously, on the sidelines there. And trying to figure out their play schemes there. 6 seconds left on the play clock. And he'll hike it right at the whistle. He'll run out of bounds after pickup of 1, maybe. 2. Bring a second down and 8. 2:30 to go in the ball game. Once again, number 15 from Hulbert as I start the game recap. 236 yards, 3 touchdowns, all by himself on 5 carries there in the first half. Fastest kid I've ever seen play high school football. Number 9, a backup running back, not far behind him. They scored at will. They could have in the second half if they wanted to. And their coach has shown some good sportsmanship. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He's going to get tackled after a gain of about 4 or 5. He'll bring up third down in about 3. Once again, it's 48-0 at halftime. It's 48-6 now with 1:50 to go in the game. So, once again, I just want to sing his praises. Thank you, the Hulbert coach, for showing some good sportsmanship. We had some good run backs. Colton Johnson had some fantastic run backs. We had a great reverse to Hayden Rogers for about 30 yards. Colton and Carson hooked up for about a 65-yard pass play that caused was fumbled on the 2, or we got a point in the first points in the first half there. Just went sour as it was stripped there. Did get on the board there with senior Zachary Vanpool, a new position tonight, fullback getting in there. And they're going to run it up the middle now, and he's going to fumble the ball, but he's going to jump back on it. The ball is about the 15 with 1:10 to go. This is not a district game. Neither were the first two, so we're sitting at 1-2 with the win against Chelsea and losses to Kansas and Hulbert. We'll start into district play next week, Class A ball. Reminds you of who the folks in our district are this year. We've got Quapaw, we've got Fairland, we've got Afton, of course, Ketchum, Oklahoma Union, and Rejoice Christian there, and I believe Colcord is the other one there. Rejoice Christian and Fairland look really, really good, so they're probably going to battle out for 1 and 2. And the other two playoff spots will be a round robin, just to see who's the best there between Quapaw, Colcord, Oklahoma Union, and Ketchum. So even though we're 1 and 2, far from the season being over, as we've not played a district game yet, and look forward to getting into district play next week and see what we can come up with. Got about 20 seconds left on the clock here, and that's going to post teams' heads aside, 48-6 there. Hulbert easily the best team we've seen in a long, long time in Class A. I would have loved to see this year's Hulbert play last year's Afton. That might have made a really, really, really good game. We will be back on the air next Friday night, folks. I hope you have a fantastic evening. I remind you to find a good place to go to church on Sunday to treat your family like. Thanks for tuning in to us tonight, and I hope you have our great weekend. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in, too. Catch your Warrior Sports Network here on SportsBeatOK.com.
You're listening to the Grand Lake Radio Network. Your favorite hits all the time.